Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation. Hey guys, welcome to More Than That. This is a podcast where we take the pastor or the speaker from this past Sunday and we just pull them aside and ask them, hey, if you had 10 extra minutes, what was something that you would have continued on or took us in a different direction? So I am sitting here with
Rafael Ungarle.
And my name is Tyler. So, Rafael, if you had 10 extra minutes, what would you have gone through? Start with 2 weeks ago, because we've had some, you were traveling and we had some other things going on that we just weren't able to sit down and record, but hit community first. If you had 10 extra minutes or five, whatever you want, what would you have touched on in the sermon on community?
Yeah, I mean, like, when it comes to community, I think it would have been spending just a little bit more time talking about the need for this is what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, the need for community as an agent for growth. We come from a very individualistic, like, where Dietrich Bonhoeffer says this, you come to Christ alone, yes. Alone you will stand before God, alone you will testify. Alone you were born, alone you will die, alone you will stand before God. So there is a self, there's appropriating faith as an individual, but you are born into a family. Mm-hmm. Like, where, yes, you're an individual, but you're also part of a family, which is now the community. Mm-hmm. So he says that, like, you're also now a part of a family. And that family is also a catalyst for your growth. Mm-hmm. So what really now needs to happen is that even though I have an individual faith, but I'm also part of a community family. So I probably would have really just, like, spent more time just showing also how I think I spend more time talking about the value of community. Okay. But pressing it in a little bit further to say that some of the growth that probably you need, that you've been looking for, that you, the growth you need is not something you can master within yourself. Mm-hmm. It's actually within the community that you have, and that community sometimes would be people that people maybe that you don't have things in common with. Mm-hmm. People that maybe don't have the same perspective as you have, but as we gather around the gospel, Jesus, right, it's like Psalm 133 kind of talks about like how great and pleasant, it's beautiful when brethren are gathering together. And then, right, and then when they gather together, it's like, and the psalmist uses two mountains that are so, it's like dew falls from one mountain, but it refreshes the another. Mm-hmm. So around the gospel community, there's a way in which an exchange of perspectives, an exchange of being, where now you can be able to grow because you're sitting with someone who really you wouldn't sit with on a normal basis. So mm-hmm. So part of that is actually, like, this is where Christian growth comes in, where only Christ alone is the fullness and embodiment of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Christ himself is full. He doesn't need another to complete himself as a body, right?
Yeah.
But we are lacking on that.
Yeah.
Like, it takes the whole body. So basically, like, this is for both weeks. It takes the whole body to be a full expression of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that, like, and meaning that, like, someone is like a mouthpiece, someone's like a serving, mm-hmm. someone, like, but we usually just kind of like all hands just gathered together mm-hmm. with hands, because we're doing church, you know, all theological heads gather together because mm-hmm. we're a theologically rich church.
Mm-hmm.
All mission-centered churches gather together because we're going church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's like, hey, no. There's got to be places for, or maybe all heart-driven, emotional, like, we love serving God with our, you know, worshiping God with our affections, and we gather together. Mm-hmm. That's actually where some of these denominations have come in. But really just mm-hmm. say that, hey, where is the place for a theologian, for an extravagant worshiper and extravagant server? Mm-hmm. Like, can they all be appreciated and we can all love one another? And can we all benefit one another so that together, different as we are, different passions, different affinities, different hobbies and all that stuff, together we can make a full expression, and in there's a growth for all of us. You mm-hmm. see what I mean? So
yeah
so I would say that. And then also just like, oh, as well, now coming to this week,
mm-hmm.
kind of coming back down to that same thing, like it takes a whole body of Christ to actually takes a whole body to be a full expression of Christ's body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually like where, and I use the scenario of like, you know, you can hear needs upon needs. And usually like the two reactions we usually have. Yes, we're a family united in Christ, but we're sent by Christ. It should feel overwhelming. Not everybody should be doing apologetics.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody should be serving homeless people. Yeah. Not everybody should be doing orphan care. Not everybody. But there's a sense in which, like, when you hear all that,
mm-hmm.
if you're like me, probably your heart is just soft towards all that. I want to serve children. I want to serve this. I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do everything. It can get overwhelming. That's a highway for burnout.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, it doesn't mean do nothing either. Because it's, oh man, the needs are too many. It's overwhelming. Let's not do anything. So what actually now really requires is that to be on mission for Jesus, we need to actually understand, yes, I might not be able to meet all the needs, but I need to ask myself, what has God called me to do? What has God called me and if he's called me to do this, like, really understand how God has gifted you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can understand how God has gifted you, then you can be able to then, instead of actually get overwhelmed, you can now be what I would say, play your position well.
Mm-hmm.
Where, man, you've got a soft heart towards orphan care. Man, like, you can play your position in the body of Christ. If all of us were to understand how we are, God has gifted us
mm-hmm.
through the power of the Holy Spirit, then we can be able to do that. Of which, like, we'll be sending out very soon of how people can discover their spiritual gifts. That's number one. And number two as well, just really understanding, like, man, like, to be on mission for Jesus calls us to actually really immerse ourselves in the gospel
mm-hmm.
and to be broken for those that do not know Jesus. So unless you actively are praying for people that are without Jesus, that do not know Jesus, and then really seeking a way to pray for them, to love them, introduce them mm-hmm. to your community and to speak, and asking for God opportunities to speak, that will always be a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. That's what I wanted to kind of highlight.
Yeah. So for those of us that, you know, whether you're listening or even myself, because I resonate with that that idea, like, my heart's soft towards so many different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like, as an apologist, I'm not there to like, or it's not in my wheelhouse to go feed the homeless or yeah. what serve the homeless or go do something that's not apologetically driven.
Mm-hmm.
So if my heart is soft towards another ministry that I'm not necessarily called to, what does it look like then to mobilize something that I'm soft towards but I'm not called to do it?
I would say that that's actually not like we as the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. There's someone who said, this is actually where there are some things that you can bless, some things that you can actually catalyze, like, mm-hmm. right? And some things that you can champion, like, as in, yeah. like, so your main calling, apologetics, man, get in the trenches, do it with the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what is it that, like, what does it look like to look across the aisle and say, man, like, I can see Tyler is really, really good at that. What does it look like for me to come in and either bless or be a catalyst for mm-hmm. him to do that?
Yeah.
Like, that's actually now where it's like, okay, I can't do this, but I can give towards that
mm-hmm.
so that you go and be the best there.
Mm-hmm.
I can give towards someone who's really just mm-hmm. like, man, they... So it's actually looking at the whole body and just saying, okay, this is what God mm-hmm. has called me to, but I can also get in the trenches with you in missions, in Y1 we call this serving as senders.
Mm-hmm.
Where not all of us are able to go to yeah. the ends of the world, but you can also be able to give and say, hey man, go on our behalf. We're going to empower you to do that. I think that's actually now like in the body of Christ where we should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's yeah. like, if I'm soft towards something, what is it that, like, we need to also be to rely on the Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, what are you asking me to do here?
Yeah.
And some of that, if you're a great missionary like you are, you always give people, hey, maybe that's something you should be praying towards.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just pray towards, like, pray for this person who's serving in this way. You can serve in that way or give towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's where now, like, if you realize, man, I want to do prison ministry as well, that's where now you are found in the prison system as well.
Yeah.
But somehow there's a way you can take part in there without you being the front man of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, as a missionary,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are people that are on my support team that don't necessarily give financially. They mm-hmm. pray for me. They'll like, I have one guy that's like, you know, if you need resources,
yeah.
let me know.
I will do that.
Because yeah. I'll do that for the mm-hmm. kids. I will do that for your students. But even like, you know, technically you're a missionary as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're a church planter.
Mm.
So you have Acts 29 as a network to pour into you.
Yeah.
Whether they're not, some of them aren't given financially. They're yeah. sometimes it's giving their time to you and just checking in on you.
Yeah.
And you know, asking you what do you need prayer for?
Yeah.
Because if we're not relying on the Holy Spirit to for that strength, then mm-hmm. you know, we can be as faithful as we want in that, but if we're not relying on it.
Yeah. It yeah. does. So at the end of the day, really, my goal this past week was to convince everybody you're a missionary.
Yeah.
Everybody, you're a missionary,
mm-hmm.
and everybody needs to own some mission. Like yeah. it's almost like Nehemiah building the wall. Everybody mm-hmm. had to own a piece of that wall.
Yeah.
And then so everyone's a missionary, and then we don't all have to do everything, but we can do something. And then, mm-hmm. and we'll see at least our city reached out. So, I mean, that's that.
Yeah, and, you know, Paul used the body of Christ as an analogy to what the church is supposed to be like.
Yeah.
So, if, you know, since you're a preacher, having, like, you're, like, kind of like the mouth of the church.
Yeah.
But if everybody's supposed to be a mouth, then what happens when the mouth gets cut? And we don't have white blood cells to come in and take care of that cut.
Yeah.
And the platelets
yeah.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are other people in the church. They're yeah. not you.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody's a mouth, then we're not going to be able to heal. We're not going to be able to send that preacher out to continue to do what he's doing. So yeah, like that just kind of makes things kind of come together.
It's dependent. Only Christ is the true Messiah.
Yeah.
Who has everything he needs within himself. Mm-hmm. But we are the body of Christ. That means we depend on each other.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the day, that's really what it is. Everybody, and there's no lesser role. Mm-hmm. Man, try to at least survive with a very painful pinky. You will see that, like, your whole, even that pinky plays a role.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and so that's just like, so there's no, we usually take some of them that are loud and we magnify them, but yet everyone plays an important role in the body of Christ. That's how he's called us to be on mission for him. So.
Yeah. Well, Raphael, thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And I just want to remind those of you that are listening, this is not a replacement for the sermon. This isn't a replacement for you being involved in community in a local church that is involved in mission. So please get involved with a church. If that is City Church, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to help see what it looks like for you to be in community and then send you out on mission from that community. So guys, thank you so much for listening and have a good week.
Have a good week.